is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude this series, The Shocking Truth About Jesus Christ. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is The Kingsman with Who Am I? After which, we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Suffer shame and such disgrace on Mount Calvary, take my place. Then I ask myself a question, who am
look at the evidence. did he not call the head of government, King Herod, a derogatory name? Remember that? He called him that old fox. And you know, when he was in King Herod's presence, all Herod asked for was for him to do a little magic, and Jesus just stood there mute. Wasn't that disrespectful to government? Refused to say anything. Later on, in front of Pilate, he also refused to speak at first. Wouldn't defend himself. Very uncooperative witness, wasn't he? And you know what? He had to be anti-government because he claimed to be a king. But, of course, even back then they said he had no legitimate claim to a kingdom. And it seems that the world today also says Jesus doesn't have any legitimate claim to a kingdom. Doesn't seem like there's many people out there that want to be part of his kingdom. And even Jesus testified there would only be the few. And most would go the other pathway. Now, the Bible also tells us, presents evidence, that Jesus once said that if he wanted to, he could order his servants to fight against the legally constituted head of government. That's what he told the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. Hey, in today's 9/11 environment, that could be a terrorist threat. I mean, what if I were to tell the FBI or the local police, hey, if I wanted to, I could order my servants to fight against this government. I could war against you if I wanted to. Oh my, you'd be threatening the government, wouldn't you? You could be hauled up under conspiracy to commit terrorism charges. Certainly, Jesus was a conspiracy theorist, wasn't he? Did you know that he testified all kinds of things that were going to happen? He prophesied, for example, that there would be another kingdom coming, that government of Israel would fall. What if I were to go around today? What if Jesus were to come back today and say, this America is going to fall? The sins of this country are so bad, this whole nation is going to fall. Well, they would start to say, you're blaming America for what the terrorists did. Remember Jerry Falwell said that the homosexuals and the others were responsible because of their sins for what happened at the World Trade Center? And everybody jumped on the bandwagon and criticized poor old Jerry Falwell, and then Jerry Falwell apologized and said, I didn't mean it, I'm sorry. Well, Jesus, I know, would not apologize. He would say, your sins will bring you destruction. Blame yourself, he would say. And then people would get so mad. He was a conspiracy theorist. He believed there was a conspiracy against him. He often talked about the conspiracy against him. Maybe he was paranoid. Politically incorrect. Now, as I mentioned to you, his birth was never recorded on census records. So if he were arrested, the authorities would find that out and say, you must be an illegal alien. You don't have a Social Security card. You don't have a Social Security number. You're not on the census records. Then they would find about the fact that his parents, right after he was born, fled to Egypt. Well, what if somebody's parents fled to Mexico or Canada right after their child was born? What are they trying to hide? Maybe they're illegal aliens. Maybe they broke the law. Maybe they need to be investigated. You know, one time Jesus warned, the scriptures say, he warned that the kingdom would be given to would be taken away from Israel and given to another nation. Wow, that sounds like a threat to commit treason. We're going to give this nation to another nation. Sounds like treason. Politically incorrect. And you know, he certainly did associate with foreigners. Remember those Samaritans? It all looks suspicious. He was not on the census records. His parents had fled away to Egypt right after he was born. He talked about being king of some other place, some other nation. And he talked about giving that the nation up to another nation, letting another nation take it over. Any associated with foreigners, all of these seem to be very suspicious activities. Now let's turn to the problem with wine. Oh, yes. There's some liquor law violations that this man seemed to have violated. Now, you Southern Baptists particularly might be interested in this because it seems there's a report in the Scriptures that Jesus and his mother served liquor, that is, wine, to guests. Now, there was no evidence that it had a tax stamp on it. There was no evidence that there had been a license to manufacture and produce wine. They say Jesus made it himself. Well, you authorities, you Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearm, you may want to take note on that. You didn't get your tax money. You know, I don't know for sure, but they tell me that most liquor and liquor stores, that most of the price of that is taxes, federal taxes. Jesus didn't pay that tax. He just made that wine. And by reports, by the way, they said it was seemed to be about the best wine they had ever tasted. They said he saved it, in fact, for his guest to last. Huh. BATF, take notice. Here's obviously a criminal. And you know, that wouldn't be too bad making wine without a license, but this guy seemed to have a violent character, this Jesus. Now, I'm just being the devil's advocate, friends, but look at it. One time he said, and this is quoted now by witnesses, he can't get out of this. And I don't think he would even try. He said, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I am come not to send peace, but a sword." Hey, David Koresh said something like that, and they burned him and all of his followers to death. That guy up at Ruby Ridge, what was his name? Will you remember it? He said something like that. I mean, not quite that. They came and shot his wife in the head, shot his little boy in the back. What do you think they'd do to Jesus if he came back again? And here he says, I haven't come to send peace on earth. I've come to send a sword. Violent. And he was divisive. Well, there's no doubt about that. Here's another statement this politically incorrect man made. He said, "Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth, I tell you, nay, but rather division." Boy. Whoo, all you peacemakers. I mean, this is a religion of divisiveness that he came to give. He said one time he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. Well, I don't know. Who are the goats? Looks like a threat. He must have a list. In fact, I've heard that Jesus does make a list. He's got a list. He's keeping names of who he's going to destroy and who he's going to save when he takes over the kingdom. I'm telling you, man, that sounds very frightening to me, that he's got a list of people that he considers sheep and one is goats, and these here are going to be burned to death and destroyed by him and his disciples. Sounds violent to me. I mean, I think I could convince a court that this is a dangerous man here in a world where we have a bunch of liberal judges today. I mean, these are judges that want to take out the words "under God" out of the Pledge of Allegiance. They sure wouldn't go for a man calling himself Lord of the world, Lord of the universe, in fact, and wants to bring division. Listen to this. One time he was quoted as saying he would send forth his angels and they're going to gather all that oppose him. And he's going to cast them into a furnace of fire. You know what a judge would do to a man like that? Well, as a minimum, he would have probably 500 hours of community service to do. And then he would be forced to go to a clinic because he has a problem with his intolerance. A hate crime here is being committed. And listen, talk about a violent act. Now, if you made a threat to bomb an IRS building or a federal building, and I don't recommend you do that by any means, friends, don't do that. Because they're looking for people making those kind of threats, even if it's an idle threat. Don't make any threats. In fact, I recommend you don't do it. But listen to this man, this Jesus. He said, do you see that temple? every stone will be thrown down, stone by stone. What if I walked up to an IRS building and I said, you see that building? Every stone's going to be thrown down, stone by stone. Every brick is going to be torn down. They'd have me in chains, my friends, and I'd have witnesses against me, conspiracy to do whatever, to damage that building. Oh, that put me in prison for about 60 years. I'd certainly be politically correct. This man's dangerous, violent character. But was there any evidence? These are just words. Was there any evidence of his violent character? Oh, yes. Listen, all you people that think that Jesus was a namby-pamby guy that just preached love, tolerance, and harmony, listen to this one. Matthew 21 will prove he had a temper. He had a temper tantrum. He was prone to that, obviously. If I was the devil's advocate, I'd try to prove it, but I think I could. All those witnesses, hundreds probably. He went into this temple, and he actually threw people out. He overthrew the tables of these people. All they were doing was just exchanging money and such. And then he used loud and abusive language, accusing them. Man, politically incorrect, wasn't he? You know, I'm beginning to get a little frightened of this Jesus myself. Just thinking how politically incorrect he was. But listen, here's another one. I mean, this just takes the cake. Luke chapter 19, verse 27. He says, but those, this is what Jesus' words, he says, but those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay before me. Did you know Jesus said that? That the king, when he becomes king someday, he will bring his enemies, the ones who said, we will not have you to reign over us as our king. And he will say, bring them before me and slay them. My. That's violent. That's scary. That's frightening. I mean, I don't know of anybody that's making threats like this today. Even the leaders of these little militias out there that were really not much of anything, they didn't make threats like this. Can you imagine what they'd be saying about you on CNN, ABC, CBS, and so forth if you were to go around making a threat like this? And then you were going into a church building and throwing tables upside down and accusing people with your finger pointing at them? And then you're pointing to big buildings and saying every stone's going to be thrown down? I'm telling you, I mean, this guy, he needed to be locked up if the world had its way. Well, somebody told me that Jesus today would be in trouble for all kinds of things. Did you know that he taught without a teaching certificate? I guess the National Education Association would get a hold of him on that. Somebody said he promised to bring people to heaven and give them a mansion. And a friend of mine wanted to know if he's got zoning approval from the zoning department to build those mansions. Do they meet the code? Well, there's so many things we could talk about today about Jesus. But, you know, it strikes me, my friends, this politically correct Jesus wants you to be just like him. In John 20, verse 21, it says, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Now, if you're of Jesus Christ, if you're born again in him, did you know we're supposed to be as much like him as we can? And if he was politically correct, then you have to be politically correct, incorrect. And if you're politically incorrect to the extent that Jesus was, you're going to be in a lot of trouble, my friends. You say, well, I'd never do all those things that Jesus did. I mean, I don't want to get in trouble with the authorities. Well, listen to John chapter 14, verse 12. It said, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do. My, you're in big trouble, friends. Whether you know it or not, the minute that you accept Jesus Christ as Lord, you've got a great burden of responsibility on you to follow him, to find out what kind of politically correct man he was, and be as much like him as you can. Now, I'll admit you cannot be exactly like him. Nobody could. I'd like to be like Jesus, but I'm just going to have to do my best because, I mean, he took the cake. He's the Lord. He's the King. And he was politically incorrect. You know, some people might say, well, you've skewed things, Tex. You took things out of context. I don't think so. I think a full understanding of Jesus would prove my point. He was politically incorrect. And you know what I say, my friends here? We testify. Praise God for the wonderful man who came in the flesh. He was God. But he didn't attempt to be arrogant or bold about that. He simply loved his fellow man. Yes, he was politically incorrect. And I say, he was Savior.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.